She could pretend the past had never happened, that her face was unmarked and that sins hadn't been committed, that Bowen was her love, her only love, and that he was the first to ever touch her. Instinctively, she pressed the scarred cheek into the mattress so that his lips danced across the unmarred flesh of her other cheek, but he wouldn't allow her to do so. Gently, he turned her so that the scar was bared to him and pressed tiny kisses over the rough line, leaving no part of the mark untouched. "I would be content to do not more than kiss you for the entire night," he murmured. "And I you," she whispered back. His hands delved into her hair. He ran his fingers through the long tresses, stroking and smoothing them from her face and forehead. "Sit up, lass, so that I may attend you." Her body trembled as she did his bidding. He positioned her on the edge of the bed, and he began to slowly divest her of the shift she wore. His gaze held hers all the while, as if he were looking for any sign that she was unwilling or frightened. 'Twas true she was nervous. She didn't want to disappoint him. But she was not afraid. Not of him. Never of him. She held her breath when he tugged the shift over her head and she slid her arms around her body, covering her breasts, as she was suddenly bare before him. "Do not hide such loveliness from me," he chided gently. He carefully pulled her arms away from her body. She was shocked to discover that his hands trembled against her. It was as though he was every bit as nervous as she. Her heart clutched. She found it endearing that he was so sweet and gentle, and that he seemed unsure of himself. She loosened her hold on herself and allowed him to pull her arms away so that he could view her nudity. The immediate look of satisfaction in his eyes bolstered her flagging courage. She was no stranger to lust. Ian had looked upon her like a man determined not only to possess her but to own her, to insert himself into every part of her mind, body, and soul. But the way Bowen gazed upon her was different. She soaked it up, holding it close and savoring every look, every touch. "I would undress you as well," she said huskily, but she hesitated because she didn't want to seem overbold. He took her hands and guided them to his tunic, to the lacings securing the neck. "Nothing would bring me more pleasure than to have your hands upon me." Clumsily, she worked at the laces and then allowed her hands to glide down his muscled arms and to his taut abdomen, where she gathered the material and began to push upward. He helped her tug it over his head, and her gaze settled on the stitched scar curving across his chest. As he had done with hers, she leaned forward and kissed every inch of the mark, her lips lingering over the puckered flesh. His heart thundered against her mouth, and his breath escaped his mouth in a long hiss. "Do you have any idea how much I've dreamed of this?" he asked. "Your mouth on me, the sweetness of your kiss and caress, 'tis more than I could possibly have ever wished for." She ducked her head shyly, her cheeks heating at his fervent words. He reached to cup her jaw, rubbing his thumb over her cheekbone as he gazed tenderly at her. "Ah, lass, your shyness is so endearing." She rubbed her face into his palm, aching for more of his caress. Then he slowly rose, standing before her so that she had access to his leggings. The ridge of his arousal was readily visible, and she swallowed nervously as she began to divest him of the last of his clothing. Finally, his hands covered hers, and he assisted her in pushing them down his legs, and he stepped free. He was a magnificent sight standing before her, all male, hard, muscled, the ultimate warrior. Scars crisscrossed his body, some old and fading, some, like the one on his chest, much newer. 'Twas evident that this was a man who'd fought in many a battle. He bore the marks of the most seasoned warrior, a testament to his strength and training. From the dark hair at the juncture of his thighs, his erection jutted upward, thick and heavy. She'd learned to fear such a sight, because she knew it meant only pain and humiliation for her. But this was a testament to his arousal and his need of her.